Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what did it do? This is your boy Young B and
Prince Dollar Number One. How you doing?
Representing from that New York, we back live with the main talk, Young Blog Radio.
What up?
The guest line to call in is 516-387-1339. Again, 516-387-1339. We're looking for new people to call in, make them live shout-outs, let us know what's good, you know what I'm saying? But now we're going to get back into the conversation before we got cut off because there's a little technical difficulties with the timing. So, to the people that would like to know who made 100 points or more in a basketball game, doesn't matter if they're in middle school, doesn't matter if they're in high school, doesn't matter if they're in the NBA, it really don't make no difference for what age you are. So my boy Twin Towers, let us know what's good, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm finding out who's scoring 100 points in the basketball game.
Well, while we're getting up the information, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call is again is 516-387-1339. We're just kicking it, having a good time, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody want to call in, just don't hesitate to call in, make them live shout-outs. So while we're getting this information in your proper status for you, let's get into a song real quick.
We got it popping.
All right, let's get it on real quick.
We got the list according to the encyclopedia. I thought it was a short list, but it seems like there's a number of people. Matter of fact, there's a couple of people who scored 120 points, 130 points.
Let's mention the ones that got the highest.
I think the one who scored the highest, this guy from Croatia, overseas. Scored 101 points and 178 points in April and in May, respectively, in the 14 and under basketball league. He scored 178 points by himself.
But what basketball league, though? Did
14 and under.
14 and under?
14 and under.
And it was out
of the Croatian basketball league. The highest ever, 178.
178
points.
How old was this kid?
14 and under.
I know they said 14 and under, but they didn't give out specific age how old the kid was?
No, they say how old he was, so I guess maybe he was 14. We'll say 14.
Yeah, let's say
that. But for a 14-year-old to score 100 points, 101 points, and in the next month do it again to score 178 points is incredible.
Man, that 14-year-old could be already in the NBA, man. That could be like Mike.
He might be coming. But according to the names, the big names, it says the highest single-player total was 116 points by a Philippines guy, Louis Salvador, 1923 against China. It says the highest single-game total worldwide, basketball respectively, is 272 points scored by a 13-year-old named Mats Wermin of Sweden. He recorded every single point of his team. 272 points, oh my goodness, to zero.
Get out of here.
272 points to zero.
Wow, that is insane. What can you really say about it? I really don't know what to say about that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, these stats, these statistics, these kids, I mean, male or female, is unbelievable. The points that they're scoring. We all know about Wilt Chamberlain, who scored his 100 points against the New York Knicks. He made 36 of 63 field goals and 28 of 32 free throws. But, We know about the female you know, who scored 130-something points. Epiphany Prince, she scored 113 points of 113 points in high school, New York City, of course, in February 2006. He says the boys' high school record is 135 points by Danny Heater, 1920-1960. It says that there was the first recorded instance was 1913, was when Herman Sager of Culver High School in Indiana scored 113 points. That was the first recorded. And 1913, it said, it also at the middle school level, there was a 13-year-old boy who's in eighth grade, Bob Harrison. He scored 139 points of his team, 139 points to eight. I can't believe it, man. I mean, when a team let one person score and nobody else can stop him, five guys against one, I just don't understand it.
Look, I want to give it to you how it is. If a motherfucker's making that many points, throwing the towel like a boxer, you're done.
I wonder if these kids play the whole full game. I wonder if they only play, you know, the third quarter or the fourth quarter. You know, I wonder if they, you know. I wonder how the crowd was taking it. I wonder what the crowd was doing, because for someone to score 100 points in a game is just unbelievable. I mean, I've only seen people score 80s and 60s and you know stuff of that nature. I haven't seen a 100, but wow, for someone to score 100 points,
that's just
and you got little kids scoring 100 plus and 100 points. This is beyond me.
There was one that I heard, a little kid, I think it was in the eighth grade.
In the eighth grade,
that he made 139. Motherfucking points.
139 of his team, 139 points. He ain't passed the ball. They gave him the ball.
They gave him the ball all day.
The ball.
They gave it to him all day.
I wonder if they did shoot, but they missed. I wonder if he had rebounds. He scored 139 points. I wonder if how many rebounded points did he score. Did the rest of his teammates take any shots?
I don't know, man.
Because, you know, for him to score 139 and the score is 139-8.
Man, I don't know. I really don't know what to say about that. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go into a quick song real quick, and then we're going to come up with another discussion about the new law that passed out since July 1st of 2015. It is no longer a probable cause for a police officer to search your vehicle. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with you after these messages. This is your boy, Young B.
Twin Tower number one, representing
from New York on Young Blog Radio.
She got one, that's the kind I like. my eyes by the shorty. Eyes so bright, baby, lighting up the party. She got the product fitting right on her body. 36, 24, why could I let it just be? I posted with the game on tight. She's the kind of flavor I like. She's double supper later tonight. I'm gonna do it.
Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, now we are here to discuss about the new law that passed out since July 1st of 2015 that is no longer a probable cause for a police officer to search your vehicle for the odor of marijuana.
What? Really?
Yes. Bro, this would even help you out and all to the other people that is a patient, but technically not a medical, state-licensed medical marijuana patient, that no cop has the probable cause in any state to search your vehicle for the smell or odor of marijuana.
Wow.
Because if they do that, then they think that a lot of people are going to be thinking like, oh, that ain't right. Like, why are you doing this and taking people to jail for trafficking medical marijuana that you have for yourself or personal use to take home when you're a patient, and they're going to take you to jail for it because they think that you're going to be under the influence on it. You know,
you're supposed to do take it home.
Yeah, that's all you do. You take it home and you do it at home, and you don't drive when you're under the influence of it. But by all means, if you think you can handle it, driving and doing that, be my guest.
Do what you do.
Do what you normally do on the road and everything else, but I really don't know what else to really tell you on it because everybody is already discriminating about weed, especially with relationships.
It's still going to get bad. It's going to be free. That's all you want to know.
Oh, yeah, but check it out, though. Like, somebody that I know that I'm not going to mention no names is going through a relationship issue with his wife over weed. Like, you causing him anxiety. You're giving him a lot of problems, you know what I'm saying? Try to take care of 7 kids.
Mm.
You feel me? Stay at home dad.
Mm.
And you're going to bullshit at him because he's smoking weed to keep his anxiety down.
Mm.
That's what weed does. It calms you down like a fucking Xanax pill.
Mm.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Mm. Absolutely.
Like, will you please tell these people sometimes how you be stressed out that you need that? Like, come on.
The calmization that you get after you smoke. It's not about getting into something. It's about relaxing. It's about chilling. It's about calming down and cooling down. It's about just chilling.
Yeah, but tell people how it does for you, though, man, when you be stressed out on shit.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like
it's an instant pill. It's an instant shot.
Mm-hmm.
It does exactly what it's supposed to do.
Even when people's in pain, like with their back and everything else, and knees and
joints in the knees, joints in the elbows, your wrists, your fingers, your arthritis, yes, it helps. Back pain, shoulder pain, leg pain, knee pain, it helps.
But to me, at the same time, though, doctors are good there because they're there to help you. But these pain pills that they prescribe to people, like oxycodones, them suckers did. Fucking
addicted. Yeah.
You feel me? Like you be so addicted to it, like you're on cocaine.
That's why you gotta smoke weed. It's cheaper.
It's cheaper to be doing that than be taking pills and becoming a pill popper.
And get in trouble. When you take too many pills, they start to watch you, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You're in trouble because they are addictive.
Yeah, so that's why for me, I don't do no pain pills at all, dog. Not even Tylenol, not even an aspirin. Bro, those of them all, the generic aspirins, bro. I don't even take no type of formulary fucking pills, bro.
Mm.
Everything that helps me out is all weed. That's it.
Weed, baby.
All weed, that is it. And I'm representing 420 all day, even when it comes on April 20th. I'm still going to be celebrating 420 because it's the month of the day. Get up out of here with that. You feel me?
You got
to party on 420, man, because if you can't party on 420 and be high, I don't know what to tell you.
What it's about.
But check it out, man. Like, you also got to be real on your shit.
I'll be real. That's why I keep it real.
Because if you can't keep it real, you can't keep it 100, you can't be yourself, then why you front? Why are you trying to pull on the front? You feel me? But let us know what y'all think. Call in at 516-387-1339.
You're the
problem. But you know what? I'm calling my boy Kid Ink about to tell you how it is about being real, y'all. We'll be right back with you with your boy Young B and Twin Towers.
Number one, represent Brooklyn Zone. What's up?
On Young Block Radio.
That's how we do.
You ain't got no will, you ain't got no bottle. Let's just be real. You ain't got no cash, you ain't got no dollar. Stay with that drama. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest. Let's just be real.
Only nigga here feeling yourself. Walking and bitches start filming. And sitting with a man, body ass still grinning. It's time, I know. So hot, mind on a comic. Fast life sometimes feel like I'm in a comic. I don't give a fuck, bitch, with or without a condom. Fat Joe pockets lean back like a recliner. I'm in this. Representing West Side. A lot of people try to tell me I'm the next guy. Back gang got it tatted by my left eye. Chain gang over here, no neckties. But you know I'm all about the business from beginning to the end. And never simping, never slipping, sipping P-A-T-R-O to the end. And if I'm in the building, no, it's complaints from the tenants on the rep.
You can call anyone you want, I'ma kill them all better on it. Yeah, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Let's just be real.
Slow down, back. It's enough to go around, back. Been drinking like you're thirsty. How you make it to my section in the first place? Nah, I ain't tripping, shit is not enough. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. Bitch, I'm a boss like Gotti. Rock time forward and I still pop my. Roll up, good Cali, lottie dottie. It's just me and all my homies at your door like the shining. Feel like can't nobody stop me. I'm a high.
kill them all better on them. Yeah, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. We all know the deal. So let's just be honest. Let's just be real.
Yo, what it do? This is your boy, Young B, and Flint Tower number one, Brooklyn Zone. What's up?
Back live in the mix on Young Block Radio. What's right. This? This is what we do all day, y'all. Making sessions all day, trying to get people to call in, trying to get people to listen in too, man. Like, what's going on with that, man? We need some fans up in here, dude. But we'll get some, though. It'll build up, you feel me? But we ain't really tripping on all that, but
topic is still good. We still having fun. We still gonna do the radio show anyway. So,
oh yeah.
Once the crowd get with the program, and I understand the program is gonna be going down live in the studio. You know, it's just about connecting. You know what I mean,
yep. But now check it out. We're gonna talking about like a little funny conversation about snap your fingers. You feel me? About snap your fingers, I mean, like, say snapping your fingers, dog. Like,
yeah, okay.
Even when you're playing dice, I mean, people be talking shit like, hey, let's use the 7-Eleven.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but it shows love right there between for the homies when they're doing shakes like that, you feel me? Like, you're right there, you homies, you treat yourself like family, like brothers, you feel me? We're all hanging out, having a good time, but it's just fucking, it's crazy, you know? Like, how about you, Twin? What can you say about that?
Well, that's been something that's been going around for a long time and whatnot. So, you know, but what do you say? It is used in so many ways. I mean, young people do it, old people do it. It's something that's been around and been derived, for years. Some people use it in dance when they do it in songs, and some people do it in cheer and that nature. So it happens.
Right. All right, y'all. My boy got a call coming in real quick, but I'm not tell you how it is, like how Lil Jon says it, it'll snap your fingers. So we're about to get it in. Let's go. Young B at Twin Towers number one from representing from Brooklyn, New York. Here we go from Young Block Radio.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey!
Hey!
Lil Jon!
Lil Jon!
Pick your meat click.
Pick your meat click.
What's up, phony?
What's happening?
What's up, Sean Paul?
What's happening?
Hey! Now, ladies and gentlemen,
uh-huh.
It's about that time now. Now let me see everybody do this. Hey,
let's go.
Happy finals. But do yourself.
You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Hey.
Let me see you do it.
Hey.
Hey, snap your finals.
But do yourself.
You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Hey.
Let me see you do it.
Hey.
Hey,
snap your finals.
Rock with it, do it, do it, do it, do it, don't drop with it, do a step with it, put your hips with it, all my ladies, let me see you put a twist with it, you can't do it like me, I'm by myself, I do it so good, I don't need nobody else, what's happening, what's up, got that perk fired up, what's happening, what's up, got Patron in my cup, I pop, I drink, I'm a Patron in perf, I can't think, I'm blown.
Don't know how the hell I'm getting home.
Hey, snap your fingers, but do yourself. You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Hey.
strike from the back. Posted in the act. About to hit the club. We've been mobbing all day. Cracking on some rock. Dying on patrol. VIP stat. Trap with my chrome. Look around the club. What do I say? Everybody rocking side to side to the beat. Snap a nice finger. Bouncing to the groove. All by they self. That's the new move. Nigga, where I'm from. We like to go dumb. I'm choking up the gang. I'm seeing how it's done. I ain't shorty what they call it. She said the pool palace. Fresh from Bankhead. I said you're good at it. Good at it. What you do? Look, you and your crew. They even got players in sub.